Today's Tanya, the Tanya for the 13th day of Adar, Erev Purim, is in Perek Lamed Gimel, chapter 33, page 84 on the Hebrew on the top, and 152 at the bottom on the English number. We're talking about the simcha that a Jew has in the emunah, in the faith, in the Achdus Hashem. The experience of this oneness of God causes a great joy because it is a great closeness to God. As he gave the mashal of a king who is close to a simple person, not only by visiting with him, but also by living with him, and not by living together in the king's palace, but by coming to the simple man, to the lowly man, and living with him in his house, that is an example of the great joy that a person would feel when he experiences and he understands and sees this Achdus Hashem, the oneness of God, where there is nothing besides God. And we have this capacity, we have this ability to see this Achdus Hashem as a result of a Yerusha, something that we inherited from the patriarchs, from the Aves, so that every Jew has this ability to recognize the oneness of God. Now he's saying that the joy is a quadruple joy. It is a double joy because the ability to have this emunah, to recognize the oneness of God, is already a double joy, because otherwise, ordinarily, it says, who dares to approach God? Who dares to approach me, says God? So that being close to God is humanly impossible, and in spite of that, we do have that ability, we are given that ability, so it's not a normal joy, but an unusually great joy, a double joy. In addition to that, there is also the joy that we experience when we share and participate in God's joy. This is what he says on page 84. A little bit past middle of the page, the line begins, Ha Nefesh. At the period. Eid Zeis Yismach B'Kiflayim. Another reason that the joy is a double joy, a quadruple joy, is because he is rejoicing B'Simchas Hashem. He is participating in God's joy. The Geidul Nachas Ruach Lefon of Yisborech, and the great Nachas and the great pleasure that God has be'emunazu, in this emunah. When a Jew has this emunah, b'iskaf yisitra achra mamesh, because the sitra achra becomes literally subdued, v'ishape chasheich olonahedo, and the darkness is transformed into light, the darkness that we're talking about is the darkness of the klipa of this world, which is very mundane, very coarse, which darken and conceal, which darken and conceal God's light until the end of time. What is the end of time? As it says, God set a limit, a time limit for the darkness. And when is that time? The end of days. The time when God will remove all tumah from the world. And then godliness will be revealed, and all flesh will be able to see, as we will explain later. So right now, we have this Achdus Hashem, but we have it be'emunah. We have it on the level of faith. And that itself subdues the klipa and transforms the darkness of the klipa that conceals God's oneness and denies the fact that Ein Leid Mulvade, that there's nothing besides God, and we're seeing past it and transform, and thereby eliminating it, transforming it into light, replacing it with light. But that's on the level of emunah. At the end of days, when Mashiach comes, this will be visible to the eye. Particularly in the lands of the Goyim. She'avirom tomei umoli klipi v'sitra achro, where the land itself, unlike the Holy Land, the land, the air itself is tomei, and it is full of klipo, and in such a place, we experience the oneness of God. And our amuna in the oneness of God, ve'ein simcha lefan of Yisbarech, this causes a great joy for God, because there's no joy for Him, ke'eira u'simcha be'yisrein eir, like the light and the joy that God experiences, be'yisrein eir, in the advantage, in the greater light, habo min hacheshech daika, that comes after the darkness necessarily. So this is a joy that comes in the darkness and from the darkness, after the darkness, because in spite of the klipa, and particularly in Golos, in spite of the darkness of the klipa, the Jew has the emuna and knows that ein eid muvade. Zeshekosuv yismach Yisrael beisov, that a Jew should rejoice in his Maker. That's the simple meaning. That beisov goes. Is a reference to God, and it is describing God as His Maker, our Maker. But the Rebbe explains it differently. Pidush, the meaning of it is Shekol Mishehu Mizera Yisrael, that anyone who is born Jewish, regardless of his level of Aveda, but the very fact that he's born Jewish means that he inherits this emuna. Yesh leilis meyach, he has reason to rejoice and should rejoice b'simchas Hashem, in the joy of God. He should participate and feel God's joy asheshos v'sameyach, when God rejoices and is glad b'dirose b'tachtainim, for the dwelling place that is created for him in the lowest world. As we said earlier, that when a human being, a Jew, who is a neshama in a body, experiences an insight and an emuna in the oneness of God, the exclusive oneness of God, then he becomes a low place that has become a dwelling place for God. And when this happens, this creates a great joy for God. Sheheim b'chinas asiya gashmis mamesh. What are the tachtanim? What are the lower levels? The lower levels are called the levels of asiya, the physical asiya. And in this world, there is a dira for the Eibishter. This causes him joy. So the word Esav goes on what God makes, on the level of asiya that God creates. And that's why it says Be'esav in the plural, which seems to imply more than one maker, because we're talking about this physical world that is full of klipa and unholiness. And klipa is called Rishus HaRabim V'Turei D'Prudo. It's called a public property and mountains of separation, because every creature in this world exists separate from every other creature, from every other creation, so that it's a very unholy world and a very separated and fragmented world. And yet, the darkness of the klipa is transformed to light, and it all becomes a private property, a single property, instead of being a public property. To God's oneness, it becomes a single property. To God's oneness, the emunazu, through this emuna. So that Be'esav means that when God creates this physical world with all of its separation, with all of its fragmentation, each thing, each creature in this creation has a separate source in God, and a separate Esav, a separate act of creation and a separate source in the Creator, and therefore we refer to Elohim in the plural, because Elohim, the name of God with which He creates the physical, separated, fragmented world, in order to create that, God has to fragment Himself as well and divide Himself up into the multiple Creator, the Creator of the multiplicity of the world, and therefore He's referred to in the plural. So, Yismach Yisrael Be'esav means that when God rejoices in his asiya, in that which he created, and he created it in the plural because it was a separated and unholy thing, but through the emunna that a Jew has, he brings a oneness to the world, that the whole world becomes God's private property instead of being a public property. So when God rejoices in this dija, in the lower world, the Jew should rejoice with his creator, should rejoice with God. And that is the quadruple joy. In addition to the joy that the Jew has of his own, in appreciating the emuna in God's oneness that only a Jew has, in addition to that, he rejoices also in the joy of God when God rejoices with his dira b'tachtenim, and that's what creates this double and quadruple joy. On that note of the Jew rejoicing with God's joy, a joy coming from Lamaila, from above, in addition to the joy that he has here below, he says in Hayem Yem, for the 13th day of Adar, Adar Aleph, he says, first of all, that by Mincha you don't say Tachnam, because it's Erev Purim. But also, the statement for the day is that the Friedrich Rebbe said, in the name of his father, that by Miris Borus, it is clear to me, without a doubt, as Achsidish Eid sits in Beis HaMedrash, that when a Chosid sits in a Beis HaMedrash, unlearned or the Chazet Achsidus Berabim, and teaches or repeats a Maimer or something from Chasidus in public, is a Simche by the Zaydus. This causes a joy by the Zaydus, by the Rabbeim of all the generations. When they are Simcha, and that joy that they have, that the Rabbeim have, is maspik, is enough, provides enough fa'im for the one who is saying the Chassidus, for his children and his children's children. This joy from the Rabbeim provides reiv tuv begashmis beruchnis, a lot of good, both begashmis and beruchnis.